I'm so worried about your battery power.
Everyone says that. I posted like a screenshot of my phone and it had like 2% on it.
Okay, well, people shouldn't do that when you're posting a screenshot because it's like obvious.
Yes.
Agreed. I'm just saying I'm with you and it makes me nervous.
No, you should get that into low power mode.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Low bat.
Low bat.
Yeah, that's a lifesaver.
Okay, hold on. I don't know.
Also, do you carry an external charger?
I don't.
I love an external charger. You got to get one. Do you have one?
I did, but I think I lent it to Julio Torres, and then I never got it back from him.
Wow.
Call out. Just a
call
direct
out.
Call out.
Give me back my charger. Really, like, write to Julio, and I'm like, hey, listen, remember when I gave you that charger? It was a wild night. But
can I tell you, I'm looking at your inbox, and I was there when one of those emails were written.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never been on the same side of an email. I mean, I've never been on different sides of an email. So
right.
Until this moment, I wasn't really sure that it did what it says.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you could spend all this time typing something.
Yeah, and I've often tried to get to the person's residence where I sent the email to see if it went through, but it's not always easy to do.
Not always.
Now we have it.
Now we have it.
Now you have
this
it.
This is a big moment.
You're essentially what a mail person is. I think that we entrust the United States Postal Service and other mail delivering services with so much confidence that there's no vetting to it. We were told as children, hey, if you just put it in this box, it'll get where it needs to go.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh. And I never really question it, but if you think about it a little bit harder, like it's just weird.
I've never thought about this before, but the United States Postal Service is like the ultimate social contract.
It 100%.
Like, we just trust
they're
not going to collectively rebel or individually.
Yeah.
Or start just opening envelopes and gathering our information.
And then just being like, we're the post office, we can do whatever we want.
Exactly.
They could do that.
They really could. You know, I think my dad told me this when I was a kid and I've always remembered it, but if a fire truck, an ambulance, and a postal truck.
What you're about to say, there's no way that it's true.
Arrive at
going.
The same intersection.
Absolutely not.
And they all have to go. The Postal Service has the right of way.
That cannot be true.
Wait, that's true. Because it's federal? You mean
because
it's federal?
Yeah, yeah.
There's
and
no
everything else is local.
Fucking way.
I think
that's true.
I think you'd probably be like a horrible person if you were like, I gotta go first. But I think that is what I believe that that's true. And I'm not going to fact check it because once I hear something I like, I'm sticking with it.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is writer, actor, writer, Brandon Scott Jones.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you.
I'm very nervous, too.
Yeah, that's a common. We get that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
Checking out this inbox.
Yes.
I gotta say, this is very personal, what I'm going to right away.
No.
But I'm so amused by this, a chase alert regarding your recent withdrawal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, calm down.
I know, right?
Do you get an alert every time you withdraw money?
Yes, I do. So I'm in the process of well, not every time. It depends on how many times I've had to either transfer something from my savings to a checking.
Were you about to say you're in the process of adjusting that setting? Because that's a 30-second process.
No,
you're in second 15 of that right now.
No, a 30-second process that might as well just be a 3-year-long trek to get something done.
Right.
I can't do it. I have so many subscriptions to things that I just all I have to do is just click this unsubscribe thing. And I just cannot. I can't tell if it's just general apathy for life or if it's something that feels futile inside me, but I just, it's too overwhelming.
Yeah.
But if there's one where it's oh yeah, cool, I just have to go to this website and do this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. So you like an Evite. You love RSVP.
I love an Evite.
Wow. A paperless post.
Yeah.
Anything.
I mean, I don't love them because it means somebody's asking me to go somewhere, but as tasks, I love them. Brandon, it's time for the first half of email roulette.
Oh, God. Yes.
Email roulette.
Who do you not want to email?
Who do I not want to email? I don't want to email the hot guy I went on a date with 2 weeks ago who was very uninterested in me.
Really?
Yes. I don't want to email him and be because I already texted him. And then he was like, hey, yeah, sure. And then nothing really transpired. But now that if I email him.
Yeah.
What would...
How did you cross paths?
Just an app.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sure. I did not think that was going to be your question.
No. Really?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, how did it go on the date? And what,
no,
you were going to get there.
At the very beginning.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Okay, cover all your...
One of my big questions was, is this a person there's any chance of you encountering outside of this? And it's like, no, the whole...
Oh, yeah.
The whole relationship is just being kept alive by interest, and that's not happening on both sides.
100%. Like, I mean, yeah. It was like... It was sort of like, I didn't expect this to happen. Like, he asked me out, and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I can't believe this person is asking me out. That's not like a sign of my own confidence. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm happy. I love myself. But like, it was like, it
was like cartoonishly hot.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you'd really like be into like a Prince Eric.
He's Prince Eric looking.
Yeah, might as well have been that. I'm not like, I can't even believe I used Disney because I'm not like a big
You're trying to put it in language.
Honestly,
Nicole understands.
Yeah, I don't know why I chose like a Disney thing, but you like Disney World, right?
Sure. Yes.
Sure.
No, is that right? Am I crazy?
Nicole's two main characteristics on the show are Inbox Zero and loves Disney World.
Oh my God.
Want to die? Yeah. Okay, great.
I will say really quickly, when you said Inbox Zero, I've done something called Fridge Zero, which is where Fridge Zero is essentially what Inbox Zero is. And that's just you go through
and eat like, everything as it comes in.
It like sounds healthy, but then you also break it down. You're like, this is bad.
This is really bad. But no, you have to. Once it goes in the fridge, you have to eat it.
is Fridge Zero?
Fridge Zero is just sort of like... I think a fridge is something that can kind of like collect a lot of like why do I have two srirachas? Why do I have a barbecue sauce and a different type of you know? And so what you do is you kind of go through and you say, okay, like if this is like expired, then you get rid of it because sometimes there's things.
Hold on, I'm so sorry. Are you talking about cleaning your fridge? Are you just talking about cleaning your fridge?
It's a cool name for cleaning your fridge.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I think it's just cleaning my fridge.
You tried so hard to get there.
I did. I was like, wait a second. I was like, maybe this is it. But I kept calling. I scream Fridge Zero when I do it.
Wait, hold
on. That's not untrue.
Hold on.
Wait.
Were you told about Fridge Zero or did you make up Fridge Zero?
Well, I felt like Fridge Zero should have existed. And so I said Fridge Zero for the first time as if it was a real thing.
Wait, you did make up Fridge Zero.
I don't know if I'm not willing to claim it because I think it's such a good idea. Oh my God, so many things are coming up for me right now.
That's the idea. Okay, open a compost box.
Oh God. Okay.
Did we establish how the date went? It didn't go great. Can you give us some details?
Oh yeah. It wasn't that it was bad. It was like, I think I've talked about it so much. It was just literally, it was one of those things where I was like, I felt like I walked into a movie. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, I can't believe they cast this person to be the guy I went on a date with. And like, I was like, wow. Yeah, I just like, I went on this date and then like sort of like got almost like immediately nervous, like, and not in like a fun, cute way, but in like a way that like, there's two things that were happening. One, my heart was like pounding so much every time I looked at this guy. I was like, if he asked me to marry him right now, I would have been like, I'll think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Are you, when you said that, I anticipated that you were like, if he asked me to marry him, I would say, yes.
Oh, yeah, no. You think...
Because that was the hyperbole I was expecting.
It was.
And then you hit us with, like, a pretty reasonable version of hyperbole.
Exactly, because I wanted to kind of communicate that I was, like, I hadn't completely lost my mind.
Right.
But it was, like, I had lost my mind enough to entertain something that is completely irrational.
Of course.
And so it wasn't, like, bad. We just sort of, like, talked and, like, in this, like, great way, this is, like, the nicest compliment I can give somebody. But they were just, like... gorgeously basic and like in a way that was like everything I need. Like it was just like they were earnest and honest and open and like kind and like just like so beautiful and like, oh my God, I sound like a crazy person, don't I?
No, I don't sound like a crazy person.
Genuinely
do not.
Okay. And I think I chose to fill a lot of the silence with as much complication as I possibly could.
Oh God bless.
And one detail you said off mic, did you not say that he yawned?
No, he yawned frequently during that. My therapist said sometimes means he might have been nervous too.
Was there shame in the yawn?
What do you mean? Like
was
shame?
Was he hiding the fact that he was yawning or was he yawning to you?
It was, no, I think there was a little bit of like the hide of the yawn.
A stifled yawn.
And my bad, I'm exhausted, like that kind of thing?
No, because I did call it out at one point. I was like, oh, so you must be like really tired because we were talking about work. And he was like, no, I'm pretty good.
Oh, wow.
How long was this date?
Like 2 hours.
And how many yawns we think we got in 2 hours?
I think like 12.
12.
That's like a lot.
It's one every 10 minutes.
That's one every 10 minutes.
I was going to say 20, but I think that yours might be right.
Yeah.
Mine definitely is right.
Okay. Well, agree to disagree.
Yeah. So I'm a performer and, you know, and we all know what that's like to be a performer and like seeking approval. And you're like, so I kind of like, I think I like really like doubled down and I like went harder. I don't know what it was, but it was like, I like lost my mind. Like I came home and my roommate was like, what is going on? But I was like shaking. Isn't that crazy?
Really rattled you.
It did. It was a real rattler.
So do you go on a lot of formal dates like that?
No. I mean, like, this one, again, was kind of, like, very, like, informal.
Yeah,
like,
why are you calling it formal, Nicole?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I wasn't, like, wearing a suit.
Formal. You told
like,
us nothing.
No, date? No, no. What I mean is, like, it is, like, a stranger asked out another stranger.
Yes.
For the purpose of testing them romantically. I've never done that.
Oh. Yeah,
it seems very stressful.
I just never would call that. That doesn't seem formal to me. A formal date just seems like they went to like a super proper restaurant. They're both dressed up like you said. Like,
yeah. I mean, a date like that suits. Takes the form of a date.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Okay, I see what you're saying. So where it's just like there's no mistaking what this is.
Exactly.
This is
it is
a
not
date.
An informal date.
So then this was a formal date by those standards.
Yes. And do you do a lot of that?
I go through periods of time.
Right.
I was like, I've just been like really wildly horny lately. Mm-hmm. And like just like I don't know what's happening. Like as they say in Wicked, something has changed within me. No, but
you're through with playing by the rules of someone else's
game. Yeah, I really am. I've just been like a really horny period, and I can't. It's just been like a month and a half of like get me pregnant.
Right. Like, right. So then you text him after the date, and you leave, and you know it didn't go.
Oh, right. I literally coming home, explaining to my roommate that I'm literally being like, this date did not go well, but I am in love.
Wow.
All
right. So this email, whatever exact shape it takes, this is about you. This person on the date, other than yawning, really hasn't done anything we need to call them out for.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the text exchange? You sent a text afterwards.
I sent a text afterwards, and it was just sort of like, hey, I had like a really good time. And he was like, yeah, me too. It was fun to meet you. And I was like, he's like, we should, you know, do it again. And I was like, okay. And then I waited a couple days and I texted him again. And I was like, hey, maybe like this week. And I kind of got like the great, like, clear, like, this week's a little busy. Maybe I shoot you a text in a couple weeks or something like that. And I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. I was like, sounds great.
But to your credit.
Which again, like, it's just like, this is like a basic thing, but it's something about this dude that just like, I lost my mind.
But we're still in the window.
I know.
It was only 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
This could still happen.
It could. But I have to want it to happen. I think, I mean, like, there's a part of me that's like moved on.
My instinct for a subject line, Nicole, tell me how you feel about this, is simply following up.
Oh my God.
Simply following up.
Simply following up.
Okay, all right, I'm down for that. Simply following up. Oh my God. This sounds like...
All right, we've had simple tasks. We've typed following 4 times.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay. All right, yeah, simply following up. Like, here's the thing about that subject line. I like it, but like, is there something like very defensive about it where it's just like, hey, this is all I'm doing?
I'm so sorry. Is there a part of you that thinks that this is us trying to help you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh.
There could be some way in which this exercises.
That's the framing of it, but that's not what it really is.
Oh, shit.
This may exercise some demons, but it's not going to feel like
it. You love demons. Okay.
I do. I do love demons.
Hello.
Hey. All right. Hello. Okay.
Hello, parentheses.
Period. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
the title has simple in it, and this is the most complicated email.
This encapsulates.
Comma. Oh my God, yeah.
Didn't want to send another text.
Didn't want.
So I thought I'd take this back to the old E, capital E. So parentheses mail.
Oh my God, Brandon, I want you to know something.
What?
And Molly Gaby, I hope you're listening at home. You are the worst typer we've ever had on this show.
No. no, really?
Yeah, there are letters like... and numbers popping up in the middle of your words.
Simple tasks.
That I have never seen before.
I'm so complicated. God.
enter.
Oh, that's my phone.
I don't want this to sound loaded. But I wanted to know if you have, since last we spoke, consulted a doctor about your narcolepsy.
See, this is interesting because I would have thought the yawn might be just kind of a jab in there at some point, but Nicole is leading with it, and I like it.
Oh,
I like
wow.
It. Yeah.
That's what this is about. Also, can I say, love that you did two spaces after the period.
Oh, you have to.
You have to.
You have to do two spaces after the period. There's
it's very formal.
And by the way,
this is a formal date.
We need to get in the phrase formal date sooner rather than later, I think.
Great. And then underneath it, this is Brandon.
Wait, okay.
By the way, from the formal date we had 2 weeks ago, my last name is Jones.
Oh, can I add something?
Sure.
You might remember that because the bartender came over and told me he gave me the wrong card back. And I announced loudly, well, now you know my last name is Jones.
And now you know my last name is Jones.
Can we jump from that little anecdote to be like, but I'm probably boring you or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sure.
This is humiliating. But
and then maybe back to the real reason I'm emailing. And then you get back to narcolepsy, Nicole, if you want to.
Sure.
Okay.
enter. Mm-hmm. Yes. The real reason I'm emailing is because after only 2 hours together, I have discovered that you, dash M dash, or the person I created in my mind to fill in the blanks, is a person I care for deeply.
This is not untrue.
Okay. I think,
or at least.
Is this a run-on sentence?
No. Okay. New sentence.
Okay, new sentence. Or at least a qualifier to start it.
Out of proportion to how much time we've spent together.
Okay.
Nope. No. You left the caps lock on by mistake, and it will remain on. Nope, please say. Yeah. No. You wrote resisting instead of revisiting, and it's going to stay that way.
Yes.
In resisting our text correspondence.
Resisting parentheses revisiting?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
My God.
In resisting parentheses revisiting out text correspondence, it has come to my attention that perhaps I was too cavalier. Is cavalier the word? That I was too understated. Unspace durstated.
Yeah.
All caps about the way I truly feel. And you can pick up from here if you want, Nicole.
Something has changed within me.
Back to sentence case.
Yeah. Something is not the same.
Oh my God. This is reminding me when I was asking. I was like, do you like theater? And he was like, no. I was like, oh, okay.
Let's amp up the theatrical nature from here on out then. That which began to gestate inside of me that evening. It's not a word.
Gestate is a baby.
Well,
has emerged.
Whew.
A fully grown Godzilla of love.
Oh my God!
Enter.
Uh huh.
Let me know if you need the name of a nutritionist.
Oh my God, nitrates.
Nitrition. Yeah, just spell it. Do your best.
Okay, nutritionist.
Stop. Work it out.
I feel like such an idiot.
Work
like,
it
I
out
promise.
On the page. Do a space. Oh, work it out on the page.
Okay.
Do as many drafts of nutritionists as you need to in this email.
Okay, I just had to like focus.
Great. And then enter. Enter. Sincerely. Brandon Jones. And then underneath that. CEO and founder, Fridge Zero.
Oh, Nicole's just been waiting for that one.
No, honestly, it just
struck really?
Me. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm glad you got that in there.
And now let's move on.
Oh, God.
We'll be coming to that later in the show.
Mail.
It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico, and you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I am Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Let's check out your drafts. What's in the drafts?
Oh my god.
What's in the box?
200 and... Is that 251?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 251
and
drafts.
They're very interesting. You'll go through phases.
Yeah.
Like, August was a big month for drafts.
Yes.
How often do you clean out your drafts?
Very rarely.
Really? Let's go back to the oldest.
Oh my god. What the fuck is this?
So this is from... December 22nd, 2011, so just before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So it's not to anybody.
It's not. Burke Wolfe, an artist that primarily works in shadows. She sets up figurines around parks, plays with the absence and presence of light. What was I writing?
Were you being earnest here, or is this...
Were you writing to someone? Was there an artist you wanted to remember to look up? Did you invent her?
No, I might have. Oh, wait, you know what? I bet you I know what this is.
It can only be you.
No, it's a character, I think, that I was writing.
Stop it, really?
Oh, this is right. So, like, basically what she does is, her name is Burke Wolfe. And, oh God, based on this alone, she, like, sets up figurines around parks.
Yep,
and the figurines cast shadows.
Right, she plays with the absence and presence of light.
The absence and presence of light. And it's very highly pretentious. I think I ended up actually, like, using the idea for this character and, changing it into something else. Like, I wanted to write about, like almost like an Andy Warhol type character. But
is she a comedic figure?
She would be, yes. She's like just like super pretentious.
When you wrote this, was she a comedic figure?
Yes. Oh my God. See, look at this. All this shit is like characters.
Yes.
Oh my God. I had a thing called tweets. What the fuck is that?
Stop it.
Is this where you wrote in your email drafts different tweets you might send?
Yes.
Oh my God. You presupposed tweet deck and like the tweet drafts?
I'm sure there's already tweet
have
deck.
Any
tweet
of
drafts
these
definitely
been
existed.
Tweeted?
No, I don't
Can
think
you
so.
Read these out loud?
Oh my God. Just nailed another audition. I say I'm mysterious because even I don't know what the fuck I'm doing sometimes. I'm incredible at looking at pictures of other people's babies, which is true. Not entirely sure what lupus is, and I'm always too afraid to Google it. I mean, does anyone like strobe lights? Why am I writing these? Overheard a guy refer to his dick as the ghost of Xmas present. Like, I know there's a joke in there, but also I wanted to warn people.
Wait, read this last one. Because
based on your reaction to that one, I'm surprised that didn't get sent. Because you really got a stir out of that one.
When it comes down to it, when you really think about it, does anyone like strobe lights?
Wait, that's take two. That's the rewrite of the strobe lights one.
Oh my God, this is so humiliating.
Can I read this one?
Hold on. I
know I'm asking permission.
Oh my God, yes, I guess so. Oh my God, wait, no, hold on. What is that? Oh, great, that's fine. This is me, like, being very cautiously asking a question that I never sent.
This is, oh boy.
Oh, wait, that was a former student who, that's somebody wrote that to me.
Gotcha. And you then, were asking somebody advice
I was asking
on
for
how
somebody
to respond
how to respond to this.
I mean, I don't want to blow up anyone's spot, but this is looks like a former student who wrote you an email in like a scripted font?
Yes, in like a scripted font.
And double-spaced, right?
Mm-hmm. And double-spaced it. I don't know what, I thought I would try here. This person was very nice and very good at what they did, but I didn't know how to respond. So I think I reached out and asked some people.
But you didn't ask that one person because you did not send it?
Yeah. I might have actually sent it, but I might have sent it to a, that might have just been like a version of that.
It's very interesting to me that you send yourself so many comedy ideas in drafts. Is that still your system?
It is. I sort of like, I think it's the easiest way to for me to not forget an idea, because I don't, like, I could use the notes function on my phone, but again, that seems too simple.
Simple. There's that word again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally not a simple man, despite all things pointing to it.
I'm anxious about how many of these you maybe should have sent.
Oh my God, weed butthole. Oh, wait, there you go. I like that the title is Weed Butthole, and I agree, but the actual body of the email is, I agree with your notes. Wait, I'm laughing at my own fucking thing. That's kind of lame.
Hey, Brandon.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we head on over to YouTube so we can see your tube?
My God, that was not part of it.
What's your tube history?
Can we head over to history?
Uh-huh. Where's the history? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's maybe not that bad. Oh, my God, ASMR. Oh, my God.
Wait, you're into ASMR?
I am into ASMR, but I'm not, like, into, like, the role-playing ASMRs. Oh, my God, this woman. Okay, I have to talk to you about this.
Okay, hold on. So, blah, 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 ASMR. Everybody knows what it is. Look it up. Yeah. What the fuck is introducing diamond therapy?
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's this woman named Isabel Morton, and she...
Oh, my God, there's so many diamond therapy videos.
I can't stop watching them. It's insane. It is unbelievable. Then I watch, like, regional productions of, like... musicals.
Of Little Mermaid.
Well, just
you the
this
fuck, hold the fuck on. You brought up Prince Eric earlier.
I think it's
you
just on my
brain. You came at me and you were like, why am I talking about Prince Eric? It must be you. Oh my gosh. And then you're watching fucking Little Mermaid regional production videos.
Yes. I think those might have, oh my God.
But just like, you have been found out. Come at me. I don't know why I said Prince Eric. It must be because of you. You like Disney. What the fuck is diamond therapy?
Diamond therapy is a woman. She does gemstone therapy. I think she's like sort of like how I created Fridge Zero. She created this like gemstone, healing gemstones, where like basically she asks you to come up with an intention, and like you, and like she also has these like aura cleansing sprays, and then she like places rocks and gems on you, and then diamond therapy only comes into play. She only brings out diamond if you need diamond. Does that make sense?
Well, she'll bring out the other inferior gemstones before the diamond.
Yes. I don't think she'd ever call any gemstone inferior, but she does call some of them. There's the core five.
Well, they are inferior.
They are inferior to diamond, which I guess is like the ultimate gemstone.
Are you watching this for the theater of it, or are you trying to glean something from it?
So these are like people that I love. Like I love people who are healers. I love people who believe that they have found a way to achieve some sort of alternative peace. Does that make sense? Like
Nicole gave you nothing there.
Yeah,
Nicole's
you're looking at this like such incredulity. It's wild.
You watched 3/4 of a video that is an hour and 19 minutes of a diamond therapy session.
It's should I play it?
Yes.
Okay.
Brandon, we are just watching a video of an older woman.
Oh my God, nothing's
just
happening.
Holding the hand of a person
lying
on
like
a table.
It looks like a freeze frame.
It does look like a freeze frame.
It's the video
no,
froze.
Wait, I'll give you an example.
Now cut back to a random spot.
You know, here, come back. Here, watch. I'll show you.
Oh my God, there's no movement in this video. There are different.
What techniques I have that can best serve her. Immediately I get an image of diamond.
Wait, did she say I'm going diamond here?
Yeah, she's going diamond for this.
She'll tell you.
Diamond energy.
Yeah, introducing the energy.
She just pulled a diamond out of a packet, by the way. That's not how diamonds
build. Awakening the blueprints.
Awakening blueprints. She sounds like a droid or something.
She does.
Awakening the toroid field.
Oh my God. So like
she's
I.
Her magnetic field.
The voice is a bit soothing, I have to admit. I'm finding myself slightly soothed right
so,
now.
So like I used to like try to like do those ASMR, but then those role play things happen. But then I discovered
what's role play.
Like well, like, it'll be like the role play of like. I don't know, it'll just be like somebody who's like intentionally trying to do ASMR to you. Like, it'll just be like, and now I'm going to blow into the microphone. And that like, creeps me out.
Oh, it's like self-conscious ASMR.
Yeah, it is. Like where it's just like somebody directly like doing it to you, which is not something that I enjoy. I think
not
that's
a first
kind of
person ASMR.
I'm not a first person ASMR type of person. I would prefer to have like I like accidental ASMR.
Great.
Like I watched like this woman named Dr. Tironi Lowdog. She teaches how to give like a hand massage. And then there's this other man who this British man who
Nicole's like, head is in her hands right now.
Who like fixes shoes. It's like he's like, of course, here at Cheney Shoes. This is a lovely soul. And you're just like, oh, my God. And they're like really interesting character-y people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I really like them.
Would you, if you could, walk around with these, just the audio of these during your day, would you find that a nice thing to do?
I think I would be, it would be dangerous. Like, I'm already like a very bad pedestrian that I think like I'm perpetually very close to getting hit by a car at all moments.
And you think ASMR would distract you more?
Mm-hmm. I think it would. I think I would just kind of go into a trance. Like, you know, like driver's hypnosis?
No.
Driver's hypnosis is when you like are driving.
You're just in a zone and like I've just drove 30 miles on the highway and didn't realize it. That kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's weird. I mean, like you're not like reckless. You're just sort of like driving.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't like to drive cars, but like I, that way with like walking, like I can just.
Walking hypnosis.
I have walking hypnosis. Like if I get like a good rhythm going.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
are you saying you'll just cruise straight across the street without really seeing what color the light is? Or are you not processing that stuff?
No. Yes. It's like I'm not there. It's like I will just sort of like trust the energy of the path.
So you go you go with the flow of the other people.
Yes,
you're
one
of the people who if a bunch of people cross and they shouldn't be, you're cruising with them.
Oh,
you're not checking
100%.
The light.
100%. I'm like, okay. We're all in this together.
Okay.
Okay, I got some questions for you. This is not a segment we normally do, but I've noticed there's a lot of things just dropped into your toolbar.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you use your toolbar like I do, which is just to not your most used things, but just random shit you didn't want to forget about.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of crap, including a Wall Street Journal article from 2015 that you have to read.
Yeah.
And then there's just a link to different emojis and how to use them. Or no, this is worse than that.
This is the Unicodes of the emojis.
What's a Unicode?
So this is how the emoji would appear on different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the universal code for that emoji. And so when you send it. And so, like, when a...
Why do you have this bookmarked?
How would one use that?
How... you would use that when programming...
I just noticed it looked like you may be chatting. You may be chatting.
Oh, yeah. The only person I really chat with is Chantel, and then I guess Evan.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is heartbreaking.
What?
So, you said the only person I really... chat with is your friend Chantel, and the last two chats from her are.
Wait, keep going up. Keep going up. There's another one.
God, no, I'm gonna.
Oh,
okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
The last two chats are. Read these. You read these, Brandon. Okay.
Miss you, love you, see you the 16th. We're going to your show, or nah? Hi, you there?
This is a month apart. Are you fucking responding to this friend of yours?
Yeah. Yeah, we just saw. Yes, we are.
Is she okay?
She reaches out over multiple. She's a friend that like I've known her for a long time. She's been my like best friend since I was 15. But we just saw Children of a Lesser God together on Broadway.
Brandon, do you ever text or email with your parents?
Do I? Never email with my parents.
Your phone's on the ground.
Oh yeah,
it's perfect.
Parental units.
I do. Sometimes my last. Correspondence with my dad was about, I think, Jesus Christ Superstar Live. Oh, yeah. And then tennis. So my dad, this is...
I love this so much.
This is my dad.
Should we reenact this, Nicole?
Yeah, do you guys want to read this?
Let's do it.
You can, whoever wants to be me, you can be my dad.
So 19 minutes into Jesus Christ Superstar, dad texts
you. I'll be dad.
You be dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. OMG, this is what it should be. Wow.
Yeah, it's really good so far. Every time I listen to this music, I remember how much I freaking love it.
I know.
Hosanna next.
Now that's a production number. Awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Dear God, this is incredible. Who is Mary?
Sarah Bareilles. That was so good.
They're doing it the way it is supposed to be.
So good. Herod was fun. You still enjoying? I think that Could We Start Again was fantastic.
Every number has been great. They really visualized this well.
It's really fantastic.
They didn't weird it up, smiley face emoji.
Ha ha ha. Yeah. Pilot is very good.
Holy cow.
This is quite moving.
Brilliant. Director is a genius.
Yeah. You should do this show next year.
Ha 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 ha.
then Monday.
Monday at 8:44 p.m.
Just sat through Superstar again. Damn, that is great music.
This is delightful.
Yeah.
Is your dad a big musical theater guy?
He is. He is. Yes and no. Like, he, he's, it's a yes. It's a yes. Yes. His enthusiasm was palpable.
He watched
palpable.
Live Jesus Christ Superstar two nights in a row.
Yeah, I know. I don't think, if you guys saw that text, I was not overdoing that based on what was on the
page,
right?
No, a lot of enthusiasm. I think also, it is, I didn't do it justice, but it is so funny to me that you sent an agreement text and then immediately, some point later, the next text that gets received is you saying, still enjoying it? As if it would have taken, as if it like, oh no, God, it took a real dark turn. Didn't see that coming.
When you were reading through it, I picked up on that too. I was like, why? Why did I send that?
It's kind of like,
I was like, what? I'm just like still looking for his approval. I don't know.
It's almost like,
yeah, you need him to still be enjoying Jesus Christ Superstar as if you had anything to do with it?
Yeah, exactly. No, I know.
I think it's the equivalent of like, hey, let's talk about it more. I think that's what that message was. You know what I mean?
Still enjoying it. It's so weird.
It is.
Especially when you had both been so effusive.
Yeah.
Back and forth up to that point, number by number.
Yeah.
Not to text back like your thoughts on it or anything, but to check in that he was still enjoying it.
Oh my God, this
it's so sweet.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is intense.
Really?
Is this such, like, oh my God.
Because parent stuff is always intense. Because I think especially as an adult kid who's doing well. Mm-hmm. So you don't, like, need stuff from your parents necessarily.
No. Yeah.
Sometimes it is like, I'm just looking for a reason to check in.
Yeah.
Because the parent part is kind of done.
I think so, yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
At least maybe I'm projecting. That's
no, my dad and
bit.
I do that about baseball.
Yeah.
We do the same thing. You know, back and forth about baseball. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's your team?
Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. Yours is the Orioles?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we did see an Orioles clip in the YouTube there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, was
YouTube
there?
History, yeah.
I missed
hiding
it.
In there.
It's okay. Yeah, I watch tons of highlights. Usually, like, around, like, this time of year, I'll just, like, I get myself really pumped for baseball season.
I get it.
Yeah. Hey, but yeah.
Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Roost?
Yes.
Whatever.
Wait, what is that? What happened?
It's the second half of Email Roulette.
Oh, God. What's... Okay.
Go back in there, bud. We got to reread that thing.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not it. Who's that? Okay, it's in the drafts, right? Okay.
It's the one that says simply following up down at the bottom there.
Oh, simply following up. You're right.
Great.
Oh, God.
Read it, Brandon.
Hello. Parentheses. Hey. Didn't want to send another text, so I thought I'd take this back to the old E, parentheses mail. I don't want this to sound loaded, but I wanted to know if you have since last we spoke consulted a doctor about your narcolepsy.
You are reading this so dire.
Oh, am I? Okay, so this is Brandon, by the way, from the formal date we had 2 weeks ago. My last name is Jones. You might remember that because the bartender came over and told me that he gave me the wrong card back, and I announced loudly, and now you know my last name is Jones, but I'm probably boring you. The real reason I'm emailing is because after only 2 hours together, I've discovered that you, or at least the person I created in my mind to fill in the blanks, is a person I care for deeply, or at least out of proportion to how much time we've spent together. All capital letters, except for the first one. In resisting, parentheses, revisiting, out text correspondence, it has come to my attention that I was too understated about the way I truly feel. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. That, which began to gestate inside of me that evening, has emerged a fully grown Godzilla of love. Let me know if you need the name of a nutritionist. Sincerely, Brandon Jones, CEO and founder of Fridge Zero.
Excellent.
Oh my God.
So now what's going to happen is you're going to read a trivia question.
Uh-huh.
Which I believe Ben has emailed to us. Is that true? Great. If you get it wrong, you're sending that email.
Oh my God. No. No, 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 no.
There's good news. You get two chances. Three chances.
Yeah, why'd you say two?
I don't know. I always get it wrong.
I think it should be less, but that's fine.
Wait, did I get the email, though?
No, why would you get the email?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Because
you did say you are going to read a trivia question.
Yeah, you did say, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right. Oh, also, the real good news is we are on your side.
Okay, good.
We don't know the answer.
You don't want this email sent either?
No, sorry. He just means we don't know the answer.
We don't know the answer. We kind of want it sent, but... Yeah.
I will say that this experience has been a little bit of a mind fuck. Like, I came here thinking that we were going to write something together. That's not the case. I came here thinking that you were going to help me through something. That's not the case. And that when you guys literally say at some point, we are on your side, I assumed that was emotionally true for the larger scale, not the fact that you also don't know the answer to this question.
Fear-mongering local news outlets across America are warning parents that their teens are using ghost apps, also known as camouflage apps, that are disguised to appear as something else on a smartphone, but in fact are secret vault where they can hide secret photos and videos. Which of the following is the real secretive app? A. Office writer. B. Weather. C. Calculator app. D. Time logger.
I would say that the answer, if teens are using it, it would be weird if they had an app called Office.
Yeah, I mean, if you got an answer, go with it. But I was going to say calculator, and what was the second one?
Mm-hmm. Weather.
Weather.
Weather in quotes.
Those are both like,
yeah,
like on everyone's phone already. The other two aren't, right? Mm-hmm.
I would say I would go with calculator, just because I feel, even if I was a teen and I was trying to hide something from my parents, I still wouldn't want to have to, like, accidentally click the wrong weather app. Like,
what?
You know, like, if I had, like, more than one weather app on my phone, like, it'd be frustrating, even if one of them's fake.
You're a teenager. You don't know frustration. Everything in your life is easy.
Oh, right.
So here's the thing with calculator app, though. Uh-huh. Ben is very precise. Mm-hmm. So he's not just saying a calculator app. He's saying it is called calculator app. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm just specifying.
He is saying, yeah, he's saying that.
Okay.
Right.
Office writer feels like.
Like a parent would be like, what, are you moonlighting in an office? You shouldn't have that app on your phone.
Yeah.
So it's not office writer.
Weather in quotes makes it feel like that is like a good indicator that that is a fake app. Like just,
right.
You know what I mean? Like just the quotations of it.
Yes.
Calculator app is a weird name, but also if I was a parent and I looked at it and said calculator app, I don't think I would be like, that's not real.
And what does time logger even mean?
Time logger, I feel like would be...
Went to the gym for 12 minutes today.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing.
Went to the gym for 12 minutes.
Well, that's just the number that came to mind. I don't know.
12 minutes.
I got a quick mile.
All the way there.
I walked to the gym.
12 minutes and left.
Forgot my membership card.
Yep.
I had to walk. Then that doesn't count as 12 minutes.
Oh, it does if you spend 12 minutes in the gym saying, please let me in.
I am a member.
Please let me in. I am a member. Look me up by my last four digits of my social.
So time logger in this version is used just not even to register productive uses of your time, but just any use of your time whatsoever.
Yep. Yeah. I think time logger is like also like, isn't there like an app that tells you what you use your phone time-wise on as well? So like, I think that might also be an app.
That could be.
I don't know what the name of that app is, but it's like every time you pick up your phone, you do something, you're like, you can look at the end of the day and it's been like, wow, I spent 3 hours on Instagram today.
It would be Instagram.
It would be for you?
Yeah, for fucking
sure. That's your number one.
Yeah. Fucking Instagram stories.
It's so fucking fun.
But do you ever, you're just like sitting there like, why am I watching this?
It's like a TV show though.
Yes.
It's like, it is something, and there are people.
Micro TV.
Mm-hmm. And that I just recently started posting on them.
Yes, you did.
I'm not a big Insta person, but like in terms of like a share. Did you know like 80% of people just consume? Only 20% of people actually generate on social media.
By the way, this is an expert filibuster right now. No one has ever taken us this far away from the question.
Oh, my God.
The chickens are not coming to roost. They're just hanging out right now.
They flew south.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry.
Are you saying that like 80% of people have accounts they don't even post on, or just saying like proportionately, like at the end of the day, most people consumed more than they posted?
I think at the end of the day, most accounts consume.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and yeah, don't post. Yes, 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 yes. You but it's not that saying. They never post. It's just on a day-to-day basis. They are mostly consumers.
Yes, exactly.
So with
okay,
that
so
said,
I'm going to go with that said. I'm going to go with...
Look at Ben. Say it in his face.
Attempt number one.
Calculator app.
Yay.
What? Wow. Really? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's rad. Has anyone ever gotten it before?
in one? Because usually it goes three times. I don't know if anyone's ever gotten it in one.
I think we've had a one before, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I think we've had a small handful of ones.
That was impressive.
I'm so grateful that I don't have to.
All right, well, will you send me a copy?
Oh, my God.
Just for posterity?
Yes, that happens. So now that it's permanently in my inbox, and if I'm ever a repeat guest, you guys will find it.
Great. Brandon, thank you so much for coming.
No, you guys, thank you so much for having me.
Do you feel relieved now that it's over?
Yeah, I will say that you guys are quite lovely. It was a very strange thing because it was like you guys were really lovely as we did something wildly stressful.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
Where can people hit up some sweet, sweet Strobo tweets?
Oh, my God. You can get them at Brandon SJ on Twitter and at Brandon Takes Pictures on Instagram. I think maybe I'll eventually kind of converge those two to be like one handle. I don't know.
I wish we'd searched Brandon's Twitter to see if he'd ever put out a strobe light tweet.
I don't think I did.
Damn it. I wish so, too.
I also don't tweet enough to tell you. I mean, I don't even...
You're more of a consumer.
Oh my gosh, yeah, 100%. Though I did a lot. My most recent tweet was about Dunkin' Donuts.
And a reminder, if you like this show, please rate and review it. And if you want to reach us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm addicted to simple tasks.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
Wait, okay, so you're you love a wedge, you love a wheel, you love a pulley.
I think those are simple machines.
But operating a pulley to do something could be a simple task,
I
right?
I guess that's true.
Yeah.